You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This week we have a special guest. He's a professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the University of Michigan, the director of global initiatives for that department, and co-founder of Ann Arbor Open Meditation, Dr. Frank Anderson. Welcome.
Thank you, Lisa. It's great to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us. Let's start with you co-founding the Ann Arbor Open Meditation. How did that come about?
Sure. Well, I've been practicing obstetrics and gynecology here in Ann Arbor since 1999, and many of my patients have expressed interest in learning about meditation. Maybe if they have some depression or anxiety, would not like to go with medications. There wasn't a real opportunity for them to learn how to meditate. And Libby Robinson, who started the Ann Arbor Open Meditation with me, was teaching mindfulness-based stress reduction and was looking for a place for her students to meditate afterwards. So we created the Ann Arbor Open Meditation meeting. Happens once a week on Thursday nights at the Lotus Center for people to learn to meditate outside of a religious context, outside of any particular dogmas, outside of any kind of beliefs. We just wanted to get together to meditate. I lead the sessions the second Thursday of every month. And other weeks, we have other community members who have different forms of meditation that lead the sessions. So if you're coming to Ann Arbor Open Meditation, you get to see how different people meditate, have discussions about it. And I found it a nice resource for the community, you know, to learn to meditation outside of any belief system or a cultural context.
When I bring up meditation, a lot of people say, oh, I can't meditate.
Sure.
So what can we tell them that they can?
Well, actually, life is like a meditation. To put meditation on as another one of your tasks, that creates another part of your task list, another part of your problem. So it's really how we look at meditation will determine whether or not you think you can do it or not. So really, meditation is really an opportunity to find out who you really are at your deepest level. At least that's my experience. Meditation has been the most important thing that I've done, you know, outside of all the learning that I've done, all the things that I've put into my brain and all the neural synapses that allow me to practice medicine. Meditation allows me to be present, to sit with a patient and to just be present. And that, you know, there's a lot of knowing, there's information, you know, that just gets transmitted from just being silent.
The segment is about self-awareness. Is that what meditation helps you with?
I think so. Ultimately, you know, we talk about the different techniques. We can do yoga, we can do mindfulness. But really, when we're sitting in meditation, and the way that I teach meditation starts with being aware of the breath. Being aware of the breath is very simple, yet it's very profound. Being aware of the body and even being aware of the thoughts. And so sitting in meditation and sitting in awareness, all of a sudden the context shifts away from thoughts, emotions, reactivity to the awareness of those things. And in that awareness, there's a peace, there's a sense of joy, there's an inner resource that doesn't change no matter what the external circumstances are. If your true self is this deeper awareness, then the thoughts and minds and reactions are simply coming and going, just like waves.
Who should be meditating?
You know, I never like to use the word should in these type of things, but...
Why not? Is that like a judgment?
It feels like a judgment.
Or I maybe rephrase the question. Who could benefit from meditating? Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, who could benefit from meditating? I think everyone could benefit from meditating, but this isn't my decision to make. Really, it's like if there's aspects of your life that aren't in balance, you know, if you're listening to the news and you're feeling fear and you're feeling anger and you're feeling upset, you know, if you're at work and being criticized, if you're sick, you know, any of these human life experiences can happen in the context of reaction, or they can happen in a context of a wise human life. And so I think that that meditation is an opportunity for human beings, you know, to know themselves at a deeper level. Meditation is an opportunity for human beings to know themselves at a deeper level, a level where there's an inner resource that isn't affected, you know, by the outside environment, that's affected by history and news and family issues. Of course, we're always going to have things in our life that occur, but this deeper inner resource, which I think is, you know, the word awareness, you know, reflects that very well. It's what allows us to remain stable and peaceful and joyful and loving.
Shouldn't that be the goal, though, to be balanced and be self-aware? I mean, that is why I do this segment and why I bring in guests like yourself.
If we're looking for a goal in meditation, it may turn into another task. But what happens with meditation is a realization. You know, it's from the bottom up, not so much the top down. So from the bottom up, you begin to realize, you know, there is something deeper inside that's always there. It's not something you think up. It's not something that you invent. It was there since you were born, this deep sense of peace and love and generosity and equanimity that will be there, you know, and you can cultivate that. And it can be part of your life in more hours of the day when you practice meditation over and over again. You know, practicing meditation in a quiet room is easy. So that's kind of your pilot project. So that when you're out in life and you're in the kitchen and you're making dinner for your kids or you're at work, the same kind of peace and joy and equanimity that you could experience while you're meditating will be part of that experience as well.
And don't you, as a professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the University of Michigan, teach meditation to some of the med school students?
Oh, yes, exactly. Medical students and other faculty there are also interested in other ways of being, you know, that isn't simply just the medical prescriptions and procedures, but how can we learn to be with our patients one-on-one, present, you know, in a rich in an interaction, you know, that's really based on being present with each other. And so as physicians, we're bombarded with computer programs and pages and these type of things that take us out of the present moment all the time. And so many physicians and medical students are striving for a way. How do we get back into the present moment? How can we make this interaction something that that is a healing interaction as opposed to another list of things we have to do?
You've also done some global work as well.
Yeah, we've been working with the two medical schools in Ghana to help them develop the infrastructure and departments to train their medical students to become obstetricians and gynecologists. 30 years ago, there were only 5 obstetricians in Ghana. Now there's over 200. They've all been trained in Ghana, and they've stayed in Ghana, and they've had a huge impact. We're developing this idea of academic partnerships, you know, that will help developing countries create these contexts so they can train their physicians to stay in country to provide care.
Is mindfulness part of that training at all?
Absolutely. You know, working in other countries, working with other cultures requires a real sense of presence, a real sense of awareness of what all the different interactions that are happening. And not only that, when we're working in other countries, you know, sometimes we'll say, we know what's best for you. We know what you need. Mindfulness and awareness have helped me pull back on that and work with my partners to say, well, what is it that you need? What is it that we can do together? You know, so that approach, that mindfulness, that consciousness approach allows a development activity to really be mutually beneficial and long-lasting.
Dr. Frank Anderson is a professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the University of Michigan, the director of global initiatives for the department, co-founder of the Ann Arbor Open Meditation, where you can see him teach, experience him teaching meditation. Tell us again when.
Second Thursdays of each month, and we're there every Thursdays with different teachers.
Open to the community.
Open to the community.
Thank you so much for joining us on Art and Soul.
Oh, thank you for having me.